Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Heavenly Mind Podcast. I am your host, Liz Nierswicki. So today, I just wanted to come on really quick and share with you a quick mindset shift that is going to be beneficial for you. So earlier today, I was talking to a friend of mine who is going through a pretty big experience in their life. And what they were talking to me about is that they're recognizing that they're feeling broken inside and that there's work to do. And my friend said, I have to look at it. I have to accept it. And in my accepting of it, I can grow out from it. And I do agree with that. And I said, yes, but how long are you going to tell that story? How long are you going to keep focusing on that brokenness? And I said, let me just challenge you with this thought, because whatever thought you were thinking is the tree that you're watering, and that tree is growing. So I said to my friend, let me challenge you with this thought. This idea of just shifting to what you do want and to a new story. Because yeah, you can water the tree of lack and or the brokenness and say, yes, I'm broken and I need to read about it and I need to learn about this, this, and this. But you can also say, I am whole, I am loved, I am divine, and I'm joyful, I am learning as I go along, and start watering new seeds, start watering new roots, because the work is in the feeling. Because right now the feeling is anchored to a sad place, a sad feeling, a sad thought, a sad idea, an idea that this person's a little broken and that there needs to be fixing to become whole, to become right again. And I said, there's going to be work no matter what you do, because here's the thing. The moment you say the opposite of how you're feeling now, there's work to do in that, because there's a bridge that you have to walk. Because you can say, I'm whole, I am perfectly good, I'm happy. Well, the thing is, if your feelings are anchored to something else, you don't quite feel that newness yet. You don't feel the new feelings yet. So there's going to be work regardless. There's going to be work in facing reality, and there's going to be work in facing how you do want to feel and watering those new feelings, because those new feelings have to grow roots because you haven't been watering them. And so this is where we can actually decide to choose happiness, to choose optimism, to choose hopefulness, to choose a joyful mindset, and to pour our thoughts into this new space and telling the story of how we do want to feel, and really doing the work to feel those feelings instead of what's so easy in this lackful position, this known place of, oh, I'm broken, or there's work to do. You know, the thing is, you guys, we get to write our story. We get to create our lives. And there's been times in your life, I know, that you have created magnificently and easily and effortlessly. And some things just happened so spontaneously, so easily for you. And the thing is, it's because you had a congruency between your belief and your thoughts. And boom, it happens. So when your belief is congruent with your thoughts around how you do want to feel, and you really truly feel, oh, hopeful inside or optimistic inside, then life starts to show you those things too. You know, life is going to give you what you think. Life is going to give you what you believe. So wouldn't you rather water the roots to the tree of life, to the tree of optimism and abundance and joy and happiness and wealth? Because that's whatever you water, those are the roots that are going to grow deeper. my friends. And those are the roots. That's the tree that you want to be basking under, the tree that you want to be in the shade of. That's the tree. So today, I just challenge you to begin expecting life to be joyful. Align yourself to love, to joy, to unexpected miracles, to unexpected income, to amazing connections, because you're worthy, you're divine. It's your birthright to be happy and connected to this truer, higher source of who you truly are. You get to be happy. You get to expect joy. And the work really is just in cultivating that heavenly mind, that heavenly mindset of hopefulness, of optimism, of positivity, of joyfulness. You know, the thing is, you're always enough. You're always enough. You're always whole. And your soul is always choosing to feel good. Now, the question is your mindset focused on feeling good? What is the drum you're beating? Beat the drum of happiness. And right now, I'd like to say this, because however old you are is how long you've been programmed to be a certain way. And in the watering of the new roots of this new tree that you want to grow, it just takes time. It just takes consistency. It just takes effort to notice those patterns of thought that are not serving you and call them out and say, nope, not going to think that. And align yourself to the newness, how you do want to feel, to the thoughts you do want to think. You know, this is learning. This is growth. This is soul expansion. You got to be all in one way or the other. See, the thing is, you guys, we cannot serve two gods. You're going to have to pick. What are you going to serve? All right, guys, most of the time your mindset is just patternistic ways of thinking. And so this is why this podcast is here, to remind you to create that heavenly mind. Because in that heavenly mind, you are focused on abundance and joy and wealth and love and connection, and that life is for you and life's for everyone, that there are no losers here, that it's really for everyone. And in this knowing and in this truth, everyone rises. We feel good. We connect when we water the right roots. All right, you guys, thank you so much for being here today. Please do me a favor and share this podcast. This is the good work. This is the good message that needs to be spread. And this is a new podcast. I cannot spread this without you. For those of you who are listeners of this podcast and love it, please do me a favor and just share it with maybe two to three friends today, people who you know could use this little inspiration in their life and in their mindset. I just thank you ahead of time for sharing and helping me spread the good word. Thank you so much for being here. And until next time, create your heavenly mind.